This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden told dozens of African leaders gathered in Washington Wednesday the United States is all in on Africa's future.
The deals you've signed, the investments we've made together, are concrete proof of the enduring commitment we're making to one another, government to government, business to business, people to people.
A massive storm system churning a path of destruction across the U.S. is blamed for at least three deaths in the state of Louisiana. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Violent rotation, and then the tornado showed its face right over the tree line once it got within range.
In the south, tornadoes battered Louisiana from north to south. Storm chaser Michael Binther spotted one in Caddo Parish.
The trees and terrain were obscuring the parent tornado. So that tornado I was focused on was actually a satellite tornado.
Patsy Andrews in Farmerville heard it.
All we can hear was stuff breaking through our windows.
She and her family had to crawl through the broken glass, but survived.
We all grabbed each other. We jumped in the tub, and all we could do was just pray.
To the north, blizzard conditions in the Great Plains. Forecasters expect the upper Midwest to be hit with ice, rain, and snow for days. And that'll move into the Appalachians and northeast. I'm Ben Thomas.
The head of the World Health Organization said the Eritrean troops murdered his uncle in the Tigray region of Ethiopia. The Eritrean Information Minister did not respond to requests for comment on the allegations. The WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus, who comes from Tigray, declined to give the location because he said he feared the village would face retaliation. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. plans for more migrant releases when asylum limits end. We get more on that story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Department of Homeland Security says more migrants may be released into the United States to pursue immigration cases when Trump-era asylum restrictions end next week. In one of its more detailed assessments ahead of the major policy shift, the department reported faster processing for migrants in custody on the border, more temporary detention tents, staffing surges, and increased criminal prosecution of smugglers. A federal judge in Washington ordered Title 42 to end on December 21st, but Republican-led states asked an appeals court to keep it in place. The Biden administration has also challenged some aspects of the ruling, though it doesn't oppose letting the rule lapse next week. The legal back and forth could go down to the wire. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. government sued Arizona Governor Doug Ducey and the state Wednesday over the placement of shipping containers as a barrier on the border with Mexico, saying it is trespassing on federal lands. The complaint filed in U.S. District Court comes 3 weeks before the Republican governor steps aside for Democratic governor-elect Katie Hobbs, who has said she opposes the construction. Ducey told U.S. officials early this week that Arizona is ready to help remove the containers, which he says were placed as temporary barriers. The crew of a U.S. Navy hospital ship on Wednesday resumed medical assistance in Haiti after halting them for 2 days since its arrival. The USNS Comfort temporarily suspended medical services after 12 military personnel and 7 civilians fell overboard during the disembarkment, that is, on Monday. An official said all 19 were pulled back onto a small boat. On Tuesday, operations were also suspended when hundreds protested its presence, distrusting the reason for the U.S. ship to dock near Haiti. And Puerto Ricans could move a step closer to a referendum on whether the island should become a U.S. state, an independent country, or have another type of government when the House of Representatives votes Thursday on a bill outlining the process. A House committee approved the Puerto Rico Status Act on Wednesday, paving the way for the full House vote. Puerto Rico, which has about just over 3 million people and high rates of poverty, became a U.S. territory back in 1898. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.